Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Tell the people there, no?
According to Wikipedia,
well,
the seven gifts of the
Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank and praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah for each and every one of you who's here today. And we want to welcome you to God in the Midst, Get'em Radio. Hallelujah. This is our Thursday night edition. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you for being in the midst tonight, Lord God. We know that you have a plan, you have a purpose, you're doing and moving even to suit yourself, Lord God. And we say, have your way, Lord, have your way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift up every person who is listening now, and even those who will listen in the future. Thank you, Lord God, for touching each and every one of us as only you can. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank God for his presence right here and right now, and also that there'll be no hindrances, no technical issues in the name of Jesus, that everything flows by the Spirit of the true and living God. Amen. So welcome, everyone. Welcome again. Wow. We're in Holy Week now. Hallelujah. Good Friday is tomorrow. And Resurrection Sunday is this Sunday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It seemed like it just came so fast this year, so quickly. It was March, and all of a sudden it was Sunday. Glory to God. And I just couldn't help but think of, you know, when the Lord comes, it's going to be quickly, just like that, just like that. And we're like, well, you know, that's why we have to be, as the Lord has taught us, be on ready. Be on ready at all times. Not just be ready, but be on ready. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And, you know, as we go into introducing our speaker for this, actually this month, I just really began to talk to the Lord about testimony today. And I was just, he was just dropping some things in my spirit that just blessed me so much. You know, you read the scripture about they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. And, you know, I always thought about, you know, that what a awesome thing. You know, we know the blood of Jesus. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of Jesus, we know that the blood of Jesus is powerful. The blood of Jesus goes through time and space, knows no end, knows no bounds. The blood of Jesus is this altogether awesome. And that's put together with the word of their testimony. And that just stood out to me for so long, especially when I've heard testimonies. And sometimes testimonies are just kind of, you know, saying, well, this happened, that happened, or this happened. But what the Lord laid on my heart today is that the word of our testimony is so powerful, because it's not just our word, it's his word. Testimony is wrapped up in his word, and he and his word are one. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And when we have a testimony, we have an up-close and personal encounter with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. And that's what makes our testimony so powerful. Hallelujah. That's what makes our testimony right next to the blood of the Lamb. That's overcoming. Glory to God. And so tonight, as we usually start with our new speaker for the month, and as we listen to his testimony today, we're looking for that up-close and personal encounter with the Lord, where in his life the word was made flesh and dwelt among him and us, as he speaks out what God has done in his life. Amen. With his salvation, I think we all know the basic questions. Well, the first question is, what is your favorite scripture? So we're starting with the word. Amen. And then we'll hear some more tonight. So without further ado, I want to you, Elder Gerondo Thompson. He's from St. Louis, Missouri, and his ministry is Regeneration Outreach Center. So he's going to tell us more about it, He is the president of Regeneration Outreach Center. And underneath the Regeneration Outreach Center is the FM Christian radio station that he's been the president of for the past 20 years. So first, before we go into the radio, the FM Christian radio, we're going to talk about Elder Gerondo and his personal testimony with between him and the Lord. Amen. So without any further ado, I want to introduce to some and present to all Elder Gerondo Thompson. Welcome, Elder Gerondo.
Amen. God bless you. What a powerful word, Prophet. I am so glad to be a part of the ministry tonight. I just want to say I thank God for your words of encouragement and the prayer that went before. And I'm just excited to be on here tonight.
Amen. We're excited to have you here. And, you know, one thing I skipped, and I usually say how I know the person. And I want to say that you and I met about 5 years ago. And I was trying to remember. I know we were at.
It might be a little longer.
Yeah, I know it was before the pandemic, and we were doing ministry around Word of Faith. That's what I remember. And then you and I began to talk, and we were talking about your antenna. And and that quite possibly, if it was in the right place, that antenna could be, because I live in a 19-story apartment building. And that antenna could be on top of that, but I think it something happened with the when you looked at the location and checked with the FCC, and that was not the location for the antenna to be. That's what I recall of our meeting.
Probably one of the even more important that the reason I met you that night is because. A member that used to attend my church, she had some health issues, and she knew of some things that I was going through health-wise. And we came to the healing night. I think it was healing and prayer on Tuesday nights at the church that you were ministering at. And I came out there, and we got prayer. And then after that, we had an opportunity to meet and talk. About radio and things like that. So it's been a blessing to get to know you. And I'm always, you know, my prayer is this. Lord, put people around me that will be a blessing to me and that I can be a blessing to them. It's a two-way street. It's not just a one-way. You know, a lot of times folks want to be around somebody so they can be blessed by them. No, I want to be a blessing too. So that's always my prayer when I meet you. When I meet someone and when I'm praying to God about who to talk to or who to meet.
Amen. And that's good. And that's how God works, that everybody gets blessed.
Right.
You get blessed, I get blessed, we all get blessed when he's in the midst.
Amen. So I'm going to tell you the first scripture that I fell in love with. And I'm not going to go into the part of salvation yet because we're not there yet. But when I first got saved, I was reading, I don't know if it was on my own or I heard a message at church, and it was from Matthew 9:37 saying that the harvest is plenteous, but the labors are few. And it was like... To me, it was like, you know, when you're in high school and you're a sophomore and a junior and, you know, everybody's asking you, well, where are you going to go to school? What's going to be your major? And so when I felt so intrigued by that scripture, I just fell in love with it. I'm like, man, Lord, I'm your man. I want that job. I applied for that job that day. I fell in love with that scripture because I couldn't, I'm like, you know, when I got to researching, you know, you mean all just the field is just white and ready, but you don't have the people out there to do the work for you. And so that was my scripture that I first fell in love with. Later on in life, I became a Proverbs man. And so it's hard to just say one scripture, but I'm going to be obedient. And Proverbs 3 and 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And it seemed like the writer in that particular scripture, you know, it kind of like carries on over into the 6, you know, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lead not into our own understanding. And then in all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. So that's pretty much my scripture. Now, what the Lord is dealing with me lately about is that people don't believe that God loves them. So he's been dealing with me about St. John 3 and 16. And I think a lot of people, even it's hard to imagine this, but there are even people in church right now that have been through some things or done some things and feel like God don't love them anymore because of things that they may have been involved in that's not a part of Christianity. You know, I love this song many years ago. I don't know if he wrote it, but he sang it, Donnie McClurkin, "We Fall Down, But We Get Up." And so that's been a scripture that's been on my mind lately.
Amen. Amen. Well, I would say you all in the house over here at the at God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio, because these are some of our favorite scriptures, you know, as well, especially that Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Pastor Mom, who you'll be praying for her later on. She's my 90-year young mom, and she's still the senior pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church that we have on Sundays over Get 'em Radio. And that's her favorite scripture. We all know her favorite scripture is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6.
Amen.
Amen. And John 3:16, we say John 3:16 every broadcast.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, you're all in the house here. And we do believe that, you know, the harvest is plenteous and the laborers are few. And, you know, when we get ready to close our broadcast, we have everyone to pray the prayer of salvation. We encourage ones to know that scripture, John 3:16, and at least know Romans 10:9 to be able to lead someone to Jesus. So,
amen.
Yeah. So that's part of what we do. So you're all up in here.
Okay. Well,
amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. So now tell us, let's go on and jump into your experience with the Lord, your testimony. What is your salvation experience? Tell us about that.
Okay, so just to give you a little background, I am the eldest of five. My father was a pastor, and my great uncle, and I'm not sure if my father was the founder with him, but he was his assistant pastor, and they were, I believe, in the United Holiness Church of America at first. And then at some point they came to the Church of God in Christ. And so in 1977, in September of 77, I was just my wife and I came home, and I was at home from work before she was. I just happened to just lay on my bed. I don't know, it wasn't no music on, no TV on, and I was just laying there, and all of a sudden I put my hand on my face, on the left side of my face, I believe it was, the right side of my face, I'm sorry. And there was a knot there that I had never felt before. And it was kind of hard, and I was a little concerned. And so I wound up going to a doctor to get seen about it. And I went to Barnes, and it was getting bigger and bigger. And so the doctor decided that I should get it removed because it could break apart, spread, you know, on the right side of my face because it was up near my eye socket. And he said it could, you know, cause you to be paralyzed on the other side of your face and could lose, you know, your vision and control of your eye and things like that. So I did tell you my father was a pastor, didn't I? So I decided, you know, I wasn't saved at the time, right? So I told my mother what was going on, but I didn't tell my father. And I didn't tell my father because I knew what my father would have said. That's why I didn't tell him, because he was a faith man. And so I went on, and it was the Sunday before I was supposed to have a surgery that Monday morning. I believe that was the second or third Sunday in September of 77. And he had preached a message, and it was a little different service than normal. And he called up, anybody wanted prayer, right? And so I said, well, you know, in my mind, it can't hurt. So I went there for prayer, and the Lord got a hold of me, and I just surrendered to him. And my brand new suit rolling all across the floor, and started just the Lord just started blessing me and using me, and I confessed salvation that day. And so I went home, and I had made up in my mind, you know, after church that Sunday, that I wasn't going to the hospital and have that surgery the next day. Now I was going. I had faith that day, but I'm telling you, I was charging off my father's faith, the pastor's faith. And so I showed up at work that morning, and they were like, what are you doing? I thought, you know, at the time, I don't know if you remember National Supermarket, and I was a general merchandise department manager. And I had called the hospital, canceled the surgery. The doctor called me back and asked me what's wrong with me, why am I not coming, and told me before he started to make it seem like it would happen. You know, about breaking apart, spreading, and causing damage to me and, you know, problems. Mm-hmm. And I decided I wasn't going to do it. And the enemy tried to work on my mind. Whenever, you know, for anyone that's ever had any serious illness and dealt with some things, you know, there's always a warfare when you have faith. You know, when you believe in God, trust in God, he's going to try to get you to deviate from that, to get you to not believe, to stop believing. And so as I began to forget about it over the weeks and months that passed, the thing just started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And then he tried to say, well, you know, he said it was going to break up and spread and this and that. And I want to tell you, 46 years later, that nothing's wrong with my face and nothing's has ever been wrong. So God did that for me, and I every now and then I think about it, you know, because he's done other things for me too. But and then after that, it was Nazareth Temple Church in God of Christ, and we would have tarrying services. I don't know, some of the young people might not know what that is. And we'd be in a revival, and the missionaries and the preachers, they'd be around you. You just be calling on Jesus, and you'd be just focused on, you know, the service and take your mind off everything else. And then, too, during the day, they would have us fasting. and praying. And so that's how I got the Holy Spirit one night in service. And I tell you what, it was just like the, it was just like the Lord was just there and not just me, just overshadowing people that night with His Spirit. And I tell you, that was like, that was another experience, you know, like no other. And so then in May of that next year, in May of, I'm trying to think, was that 78, we would have our annual convocation for our jurisdiction where all the churches would come together and we have a week of a convocation. And I was baptized during the convocation. And again, that experience was just the water baptism. It was just, I mean, I was much younger then, and I'm still excited and thinking about all that I went through in those times with the joy of the Lord as experiencing those things. And so that was, I'm really happy, but sometimes I get kind of sad because it seems like we don't want to really serve the Lord like He deserves to be served. And but I don't let that stop me from doing what I'm supposed to do. So
Amen.
That in a nutshell is some of the things that I went through with my salvation experience. And then later on, I was the type of person that always wanted to be involved in business. And I feel like ministry, you couldn't have the time or the opportunity to do both. That was my thought. And I took a long time, maybe a year or two, and things weren't working right for me. And then they start, you know, a couple of people in church that were saved and missionaries and stuff and different ones, they start labeling me as a Jonah. And so
Yeah.
I was running.
Oh, okay.
I just did, right? I'm sorry?
I say you admit it.
Yeah, I was running. It seemed like the only way the Lord could get my attention is, and not that the things that I wanted to do were wrong or bad, but I just wasn't putting Him first. I wanted to do what Geronda wanted to do. And so seemed like things weren't working right for me. You know, if you put your hands to do something right and do something good, and things just weren't working. So I finally gave up and accepted the calling. And I preached my first message out of, I believe it was Romans 1, and beginning around the 16th, and I preached the word, my first message. And so that's kind of the start of salvation and ministry for me.
Amen. Amen. So let's go back for a second to that carrying service, where
okay.
you got baptized in the Holy Spirit. So just describe a little bit of what you went through during that time.
As I can remember, I was just wanting to receive everything that I was supposed to receive from Him. And so I had stayed focused on the word and hearing from the Lord, believe it or not, the things that I needed to do. And I, from what I remember, is I was there and I was just crying out to the Lord and asking Him to provide His Spirit within me the way that He wants it to be, not the way that I think it should be or whatever others thought. And I began to speak in tongues, and it just it's kind of hard to explain right now as I think about it, because I was really just focused on just receiving it from him, and didn't care how he did it, just as long as I received it, because I knew that was the thing I wanted and that was important, something I desire. And it was just at that time, and I can't be honest with you, I don't remember how long ago or how long of a time that I spent at the altar and on my knees afterwards and during. And I believe after the service was over, we were still just worshiping God in tongues and in spirit.
Amen. Amen. That sounds like a beautiful, beautiful experience.
It was. It was. And I was so excited about it and so glad to be there and so glad, thankful to be a part of it, So that meant a whole lot to me.
Amen. Amen. So you started speaking in tongues right then, that night.
That night.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. There were some of us who got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and it was a few days before the tongue started flowing. So that was beautiful that it happened like that.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. So are you still praying in tongues?
Yes, I do. When it comes to in prayer time, the Lord really deals with me in a different way, and I love the relationship that I have with Him, and I'm so thankful because, I don't claim titles, a lot of titles or names or anything like that, because there are things that people are gifted with and that the Lord used them with, and there are things they have to go through in order to be the way that they are and have what they have. But God uses me in different ways, and I accept what He gives me when He, it's not my prayer to ask for certain things. I'm always asking for His guidance and His direction and where He wants me to be and what He wants me doing, Him leading and guiding me. And that has been a blessing for me over the years, and some things, different parts of this month are, there are some things that I'll share because it comes under another heading.
Amen. And as you were talking, I was thinking, you're going to tell us how the Lord even led you over these past 20 years to work with FM Christian Radio. That's a nice amount of time. I know there were some ins and outs and ups and downs, as we talked about before, a little bit before.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to hearing, more about that. Now, who did the Lord use to inspire you in the things of God? I think
I kind of know. Yeah, so like, when I was first thinking about this, I thought about my father, the pastor, but my mother was in that too. My mother, my father's deceased. She passed in February 2005. But my mother was part of that too, and I like to believe that I inherited some things from both of them. And I'll get back to my father. I'll never forget. One year, it was during Thanksgiving time, a few days before Thanksgiving, a couple days maybe, and we were visiting my parents, and they were saying that we're going to get ready to go now because we got to go deliver some stuff to some people, some food and stuff, and they had just boxes of stuff, bags and boxes of stuff in the house, and. They asked if I wanted to go and help, and I did. And I, there are things they did that them together and individually that I never knew, because when they did things, they didn't talk about it. And so that's one of the things I admired about them, because they would put themselves out there and help folks that you would never have imagined. And so my father, with full man that he was faithful and he was full of faith. He's at the top of the list. And I had a cousin who passed within the last four or five years ago. He was a national evangelist, and he actually was traveling not only in the United States but worldwide, doing mission work and preaching revivals and things like that. And actually, him and Prophet Juanita Bynum, they came up together in ministry, and they both had a mother in the Lord, Mother Cox, out of Chicago. She's gone on to be with the Lord now. But he was one. Apostle Joanne Long in Chicago, when I met her and started the things that she was doing, and I tell you, they used to have a prayer breakfast every January. Now, you know, I love Chicago, but January was my favorite time to go.
I know that's right.
Up in Chicago. And we think St. Louis weather bad. Nah, we don't have bad weather or snow like they have, that wind up there and that cold and snow. Mm-hmm. But every year, religiously, my bosses at work, they knew I was taking a vacation in January because I would go to the prayer breakfast. The prices had to go up because of the hotels and things that she would have. She was a person of quality and would always have a very nice prayer breakfast and have guests, artists, and speakers and things like that, or she would speak most of the time. But she was one that I really admired and was inspired by. And then finally, probably the most important one, that over the years as a boy, my father had, one time he had two sisters and a brother that lived in Chicago. And I used to visit the one aunt, and she was saved. And mine had, five kids? They had five. She had five kids now. But when I go visit, she didn't make them go to church. Come on, Geronda, we going to church. We would get on a bus on a Tuesday night and go to Monument of Faith. Apostle Hinton was the pastor there, and she was a member there, and then she served for many years as an usher. And so I grew up listening to his ministry and listening to him on the radio and back in the day, getting his cassettes and then CDs and watching him on TV. And he mm-hmm. was one that was really, really an inspiring person to me as well. But I knew all those people I just mentioned, that their lives were spent dedicated really serving the Lord and really in yeah. prayer, like you were talking about, and doing things that caused a lot of, would require a lot of sacrifice. And so, but those are some of the ones.
Amen. So that sounds like really good influence to be around people who were living the life.
Oh, yes, you know? yes.
Yeah. Sometimes you just, you know, you didn't see anyone who was really, really living the life in front of you. And that's a blessing that you had so many that were, you know, that were living the life in the Lord in front of you. That's beautiful.
And you know what, Prophet, and I just want to say this, just came to my mind. And I told you, my aunt and I, we would be on a bus, and I was like, and I would be upset at first because I'm like, we got to go to church tonight. I'll never forget when we got to church that night. You know, the church was full on a Tuesday night. It was African Americans, it was white, there were different colors. And the service is just so magnificent. And that gave me a new outlook on Christianity once I start visiting and being a part, you know, a part of the ministry there. Now, I've had some times where, you know, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. And a lot of times in the past, I would, you know, it's like your mother tells you, you know, don't go out the house this morning without a coat. And you mm-hmm. think, I want to look good without my coat, and I don't go, you know. And then it gets freezing outside. And so
right.
I'll never forget one time we were going to a prayer breakfast in January up to Chicago, Apostle Joanne Long. And the Holy Spirit, I grabbed my checkbook because I used to like to go to Christian bookstores up there. They had some really nice Christian bookstores. And so mm-hmm. I had, I think, one or two checks left in the checkbook. I think it must have been two. And because I would be there all weekend and go different services and stuff. And Holy Spirit said, you know, just grab another checkbook, get a fresh one, leave that one here and grab. I said, no, this will be enough. You know, I got a few dollars. And Holy Spirit told me grab another, and I didn't. And so there was a bishop there that Sunday. We went to Apostle Long's church for that Sunday service. And he was on tour in the U.S. raising money for the church and an orphanage and things like that over in Africa. And they went to Indiana, somewhere in Indiana, I think it was Indianapolis, and they lost money on the venue and everything. They didn't raise enough money. And I didn't have any more checks. Because I wrote a check to the bookstore. I wrote a check to that morning. We went to my cousin's church, Prayer Tower. We went there, and I put an offering there. And so we were at Apostle Long's church, and mm-hmm. Holy Spirit said, "See, I told you what
right.
to do. I told you." And they were
yeah.
talking about the dire necessity for this money.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people probably don't think this man crazy. I had one at that time. I had a gold ring, a gold nugget ring, and on my finger. And the Holy Spirit told me, take it off, put it in an envelope, put it in an offering pan.
I didn't tell my wife. I just want to say I know him like that.
I didn't tell my wife. I was so disappointed, but it was my fault. It was my fault because I didn't listen. And I did what the Holy Spirit told me to do.
Right, right. Amen. Amen.
I did what he told me to do.
Yeah. And won't he do, I mean, and he'll tell you to do that. Because
oh, yes.
it was
yes.
the time to sow, and he didn't want you to be left out.
Right, right, Olive. Right. That's right.
Amen. And, I'm laughing because I've just been reminiscing on this and just talking about what God has done, you know, in the past. Just before I was going into full-time ministry, this was back in the late 1990s, that the Lord had me giving more than I had ever given before in my life. And
praise
he was saying, basically, he said to me, how does your garden grow? And I was like, huh? What does that mean? And he said, you know, you have a spiritual garden, and you need to sow seeds so that when you need, you know, the harvest, when you need the,
that's right.
you know, from that garden, it'll be there. And so I was like, okay, I'm all in, you know. And I was just saying this for the past couple of days that I met a couple. I was at the beach in New Jersey. And I met this couple and the family, And they were just sharing with me. I don't remember their name. I don't remember where they went. I don't remember all of that stuff. But this I remember. They said that the Lord told them to sell their home, sell everything that they had, get their kids out of school, homeschool their kids, and go where the Lord told them to go. When I heard that, it was like a baby leaped in my womb, and it was like, go, the Lord was saying, go get whatever money you can get your hands on, and I'll tell you where to go to, you know, different bank, my bank accounts at that time, and get money and get it to them as soon as possible. And I was running like my life depended on it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting this money and getting it to them, you know, as quick as I could. And, you know, when I look back at the time and all of the things that the Lord had me to give during that time when I didn't have anything for nearly 17 years, you know, wasn't getting a paycheck in, I know that sowing at that time really the Lord had me to sow to make sure that when I didn't have any money, everything was, I would be okay. So
mm-hmm.
you must, and probably when you look back, you'll see that God has blessed you.
Oh, yes.
Gold nugget ring over and over and over again.
18 carry gold, not 14, 18 carry.
No, that's right.
Yes. Now,
this was,
yes, you're right.
That was an important seed that needed to be sown right then there. And
amen.
And God bless your obedience to go ahead and do it.
Right, because I knew I was called. You know, I knew I was called. The Holy Spirit, he had told me over and over, no, I got this. See, and that's how, mm-hmm. unfortunately, a lot of people are nowadays, and we don't hear the Lord and do what we're supposed to when he's telling us to do so. And then we wonder why we're not blessed sometimes.
Yeah, but I'm telling
you,
there's a lot of us that hear and do.
Advertised. Yes.
You don't hear that advertised much. But you're in the midst of people right now that hear and do. I'm so happy that God has put us together with a group of people who are hearing from God and doing what he says to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep.
And there's more of us out there, you know, than we have seen. And surely some people are getting there. And what I've learned, this is what I've learned from the Lord, because I've missed it sometime too. And this is how he talked to me. And he said, okay, all right, yes, you missed it. We're going to call this momentum. Child on a swing. And they go back, you pull them back, and then you let them go, and they'll go higher. And so he said, the thing that you need to do from this situation right here is to learn from it. And the next time I touch you to do something, you're going to go do it, and you're going to do it quickly.
Amen.
And that's the
praise
kind of momentum that he's talking about. That's the, you know, the best way to learn from, because we're going to all miss it. You know, we've all missed the mark. So, amen. And that has caused me to be more obedient.
Oh,
quick to obey.
Definitely.
Hallelujah.
You and me both. You and me both. Because I know the results of being disobedient. I mean, just from, I invite the Lord in all things, everything. And, you know, when you got the Holy Spirit in you and with you and wherever you go, I mean, there's been times, I'll never forget this. I had a new car, and this was probably in like 2006, six or seven, had a Toyota Corolla. And I was making a turn. And the Holy Spirit said, don't turn here. And I turned, and I hit a curb and blew my tire out. So that taught me, that particular incident that day taught me to make sure I listen, that I hear, and I obey. And, you know, a lot of times he'll say, turn here and turn there and don't turn here and don't go that way. And then you get home and you know, the enemy's around. See, did nothing happen? Yeah, did nothing happen because I did what the Holy Spirit told me to do. And but a lot of times people think, well, you know, you could have went that way. Yeah, but you don't know what would happen if I went the other way.
True.
So every time I've been, not every time, but a lot of times that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, there were some repercussions that were paid because of that, you know, unfortunately. So that's one thing. And I got to the point where now, Prophet, I'd say, you know what, Holy Spirit, make sure I hear you clearly. You know, make sure that I hear you clearly and understand what you're saying. And because sometimes, you know, we're busy, we're doing things, and unfortunately we don't pay attention close as we should sometimes. And so that's why I want to do what you say do. So, and I want you to be in my life always. So, you know, I want to do what, you know, what the Lord leads me. So that's important.
Yeah. Amen. It is. It's important. And what this made me think about, and we're going to open up the lines, you guys, so you can kind of get ready. We're going to be opening up the lines in probably about 5 minutes or so. So if you have any questions, any comments, any prayer requests, you know, you can begin to press your number one key now. We'll be opening up the lines soon. So when you were talking, it made me think about you know, some things that the Lord, you know, has done in the past with communicating, and he's begun to communicate differently with me, and so I can hear him, and thank God you hear him, you know, clearly, and you know,
right,
follow him, so I hear him.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Like, yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. And it sounds like, you know, he's talking in my mind. I can hear him like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he begins to expand different things. So I feed him through my senses, through like smell, touch, taste. You know, I see vision sometimes. And so he'll use, you know, different communications. So this one particular time, he was doing the communication of a touch communication. And I was, like, so frustrated because I couldn't understand. It was a new thing. And speaking of Chicago, I was on my way to a wedding. And I believe that he had said I could go to the wedding. Still believe he said I could go, but some things happened. Some choices were made there that caused me not to go to that wedding. So anyway, I'm in Chicago, flew into Chicago, and suddenly, like, my foot is hurting. And I know that this is a communication that's like, stop, don't go any further. But I didn't really get it then. And so all of the planes, and I was on standby, all the planes going to where the wedding was that, I'm trying to think, the wedding was in, I can't think of the city right now. But anyway, I couldn't get out of Chicago for nothing.
Wow.
I'd never seen, it was Atlanta. I was trying to get to Atlanta. Every plane was booked. And then I couldn't get a plane to go back home. And so I sat there and I'm like, you know, Lord, can you just talk to me so I can understand you? I mean, this is years of hearing the voice of the Lord, okay? And we were opening up a new means of communication. And anyway, I stayed in Chicago for that day, and I've come against that trauma that came upon me that day. It's trying to make me afraid to go to Chicago anymore. But, yeah, I'm good. So, anyway, finally, near the end of the day, the last plane's going out, there was a plane that would take me to my friend's house in North Carolina. So that's where I went.
Wow.
And then we ended up, after that, we ended up driving to Atlanta, but I never made it to the wedding. And come to find out, I know the reason why the Lord didn't let me go there. So found that out much later. And long story short, I was going to this guy's daughter's wedding. And the guy was going to try to make it seem like he and I were together.
Because
his ex-wife was there and everything, and the Lord didn't want me in the middle of the mess. And so I go. But that was a very interesting situation right there. So anyway.
Yes.
So God does communicate, and you're hearing his voice really great. And
I wouldn't have it no other way.
You've had the golden nugget experience.
Yes.
You've had the golden nugget experience.
So
you're good now.
And see, then here's the thing, too. And the Holy Spirit, you know, you don't try to show the Lord up. Remember, I told you I slid my hand when nobody could see what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
I took that off. Nobody could see what I was doing. I put it in. I wrote on the envelope. I didn't write on the envelope. I'm sorry. I put it in and just sealed it. And see, you can't try to, I'm doing this. No. If you do the thing the right way, the Lord will bless you. In the midst of your disobedience, he still will bless you.
Hallelujah.
You know, I had three checks with me, and the Holy Spirit said, grab the other checkbook, and I thought I was good. So, but I hear him now. I hear him what he said now. I really do. And so then you come under more attack, but then you just stay focused on serving God. You know, to keep in prayer and do the things that he wants you to do. Because he's already defeated.
Yeah.
Took me a long time to learn it, but he's already defeated.
Yeah, the enemy is defeated.
He can't claim me.
Right.
You know?
That's right.
He can't claim me. I'm sorry, you can't have preachers talking.
Well, you'll be able to talk in just a few moments again. So thank you for a very enlightening, really good testimony of, you know, even telling us about your family and everything. Thank you for that. So we do have – go ahead.
No, so I didn't mention – I'll tell you about that later, my family. But some of it, I'm a hold till another particular time when we have. I want to encourage you, if you're listening tonight, don't miss any Thursday night, because if you think what you've heard tonight is good, do it. That's just a drop in the bucket. I'm telling you, I believe there's a blessing for somebody that's listening, whether it's for you or for someone you know. Make sure you tune in and tell somebody else to tune in, so that we can all be blessed together.
Amen. Thank you. And as we're going to open up the lines first for Pastor Mom. But as we get ready to open up the line, we'll just open up the lines and Elder Gerondo, you can begin to if you don't have it already ready, think of how people can get in touch with you.
Okay.
If they need touch with you, I don't know if you have information where they can feed into your ministry, the FM Christian Radio ministry.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to talk to us about next week. And so if you don't have that information handy, you got a little time here.
Okay.
But first, now I don't see anybody with their number one key pressed, but sometimes our number one key is finicky. It's a finicky key. So, amen. Okay, it does work. I see the number one key pressed. Anyone else, press your number one key for questions, comments, or even to just encourage the man of God. We're going to open up the line first for Pastor Mom. Don't know if she's still awake. She had occupational therapy today, and the lady worked her out. She was exercising, turned her bed into a gym, and she was working her arms and everything today. Praise God. And so we're going to open a line for Pastor Mom and for Pastor Catherine. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Mom, Pastor Catherine. Sound a little sleepy, Pastor Mom.
She's really sleepy. She was sleepy.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and go back to sleep. I know you worked hard today. Amen. Well, we're going to have Elder Gerondo to pray for you, okay?
Okay.
Father, we thank you for Pastor Mom and the work that she's doing. And we thank you that even though it's late at night, she stayed up to hear and participate in the ministry work at GITM. And Father, we ask that you would bless her in her body, that you would strengthen her, and that all the work that she's doing and the therapy that she's going through would be a help and a blessing to her. We pray that you give her the strength and the energy in her body, and to bless her and her thoughts and her mind, that she would be able to accomplish all that you desire for her to do. And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pastor Catherine.
Yeah, well, praise God, Elder. I really enjoyed your testimony tonight. Now, did I hear you say, Evangelist, your father was the pastor? Evangelist Temple?
No, he was the pastor of Nazareth Temple Church of God in Christ.
Oh, Nazareth.
A cousin was an evangelist. Maybe that's what you heard. His name was Elder George Polk, and he was out of Chicago. And he was one of the ones that I would follow to different cities and as well as Chicago to be with him and his wife as they would minister. And they were a great inspiration to me.
Well, I just really enjoyed your testimony tonight. And I was really, really encouraged by the bump that was on your face and how God healed you through that and encourage you to just to get draw closer and closer to him. And God is an awesome God. So
yes,
I just
he is.
So enjoyed
does
that.
Does it sound like I've been through a stroke recently in the last few years?
No.
I made the stroke.
No.
God healed me of that.
Well, praise God.
Made
the
stroke. Yes,
man.
Yes, yes. Stroke and,
wow,
you and other things. Oh, yes. And I tell you, it was so, I guess, as I went through it and I was trying to get out of the hospital, I was in Greenville, South Carolina, a suburb. I was living there. And I was living there by myself. All my family was here. And I remember trying to get out of the hospital and a nurse, you know, I couldn't see how I was looking, you know. And she said, you know, she know I kept trying to talk my way out of, you know, whatever day it was getting out of the hospital. And so she goes, "You fine, huh?" I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And talking with a slur and everything. And she could look at me and see what was wrong. I couldn't see what was wrong. But my side of my face, my mouth and stuff was twisted. And she gave me a mirror to look and see how, you know, how things were still looking. And when I finally was discharged from the hospital, I came to back home to my apartment. And I'll never forget, I have a friend that lives in, she's a prophet in, I think she, in Georgia. And she was a singer with Ricky Dillard. And she also was doing a solo project. And I had written a song I wanted her to hear because she had told me she was interested in hearing it. You know, I couldn't sing. And that night, that particular night, I mean, it's probably when I really broke down because I couldn't do enough words to carry any kind of tune or anything. And I'll never forget when I was able to go to church there in Greenville. And the choir president, she was trying to get new members in the choir. And she called me one night and we were talking, and she was telling me, and I didn't know at the time Vanessa Bell Armstrong had a stroke. And I couldn't, and she started telling me, she couldn't remember her name at first. And then I said her name, and she goes, "Yeah, she had a stroke, and she's, look at how she's doing now." And so she was really encouraging to me. But when I've experienced the things that I've experienced, and people see me, they can't believe that I've been through those things.
Wow.
Praise God. It's just the grace of God.
Yeah, God's grace has really has been up on you. And I know
yes, it has.
Yes, and I know it's the faith that God has placed in you too, in
yes.
Him. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thank God, and I know He is a healer. I haven't been through that, but I do know He is a healer. Praise God. So I enjoyed it, and can't wait to hear the rest of your story.
Oh, yes. Praise the Lord. It's going to be good.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
You are.
Now, Pastor Catherine is my sister.
Okay.
She's the eldest sister, or the eldest child of seven children of Pastor Mom, and there's six of us still living, and we're all licensed and ordained ministers.
Well, praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Hallelujah.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome.
Amen. And now, what were you saying?
I said I'm praying for my sons. Yeah. Yeah. I have two sons. And the oldest, he was saved and actually in ministry. And several years ago, he had twin boys, and one of them, he was 8 months old, and he passed. And I don't know, after that, him and his wife, they wound up getting divorced, and I don't know what all transpired in his life to cause them to walk away from what he was doing, because he had a great ministry going. And so he's constantly in my prayers. And then my youngest son, Anthony, he's going through right now. He's a Gulf War Purple Heart vet, and he's experiencing some things right now. So I would like to ask everyone to keep them up in prayer. Gerondo Jr. and Anthony, to keep them in prayer.
Okay. Excuse me. Pastor Catherine, you want to say something else?
Am I on mute?
No, you're not on mute.
Oh, I just want to say, I wanted to see if I had met him when he came to Word of Faith Church. You see, he was there 5 years ago, or was it?
Yes, she's probably right about 17, 18, somewhere around there.
Oh, okay.
2018, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe you're about right, somewhere over, either 2017, 2018, somewhere around there.
Because I was wondering if I had met him, because, you know, I was a pastor then at the church. But I think I remember him saying he was at a healing service, right?
Right, yeah. I went there a couple times on the Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. So I may not have met you. Okay.
That's when the healing service, I believe, was on Tuesday nights, wasn't it, Prophet?
Yeah. I do believe, yes. It's been so long now.
Yeah.
But when you came, was there other people there? Or you were just waiting for to get there were other people there?
Yes.
Okay. Because, a lot of times,
I was waiting. I think I can't remember who I saw when I first came. But it wasn't a service. I think it was just we met with some people.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so Pastor Catherine probably wasn't there.
Okay.
Sometimes we a service where we'd have a speaker, and then we would pray for people. And then sometimes we would just have people that would come in and walk in. And then, a part of the team would take them to a prayer room and pray for them. And, you know, whoever came in.
Right,
would take them to a prayer room and pray. Okay. All right. Anything else, Pastor Catherine?
No,
maybe
that was all.
Back.
I thought maybe I hadn't met him before. That was all. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Amen. Well, I'm going to open a line for Pastor Price in just it's already open. No, I'm going to open it up. But we'll just stop here for a moment. And, Lord God, we lift up Gerondo Jr. to you and Anthony right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for your word that says that train them up in the way that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. We thank you right now that every word, even every song about the Lord, that both of them know and is in their spirit will rise up on the inside of them right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that anything that would look like it's lost ground, that looks like it, that seems to be lost ground, will be regained in the name of Jesus, and even in a greater way. Thank you, Lord God, for you're giving them your peace beyond all understanding, guarding their hearts, guarding their minds in the name of Jesus. And what I'm hearing is that it just has been an all-out assault, attack on their mind. And so, Lord God, we just lift up their minds to you, Lord God. Give them even the very mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. And let your peace rule and reign in their mind. We come against any kind of cloud that would try to hang over them in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is over that. And we thank you right now that those clouds over their heads for two different situations, but still it's the same kind of cloud that's trying to go over their heads. And so
yes,
we thank you, Lord God, for dissipating those clouds right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and give them clarity. Clarity of thought, clarity of purpose, and even clarity to call on your name. And we thank you for doing it, Lord God. All of the relationships that have just been busted up and brokenheartedness, Lord God, we thank you that you do this well. You mend broken hearts. You put relationships back together. You put the relationship between us and God back together. Thank you. Thank you for doing it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says that you will see it with your own eyes, Elder Gerando, before this year is out. Something
praise
that
Lord.
Looks
thank you, Chief.
Totally impossible. Possible.
Yeah.
The Lord says, over. You shall
thank
see
you,
it
Jesus.
With your own eyes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank
shall
you.
Partake. You shall partake in the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Thank you, Father.
Thanks,
thank
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I am so thankful for the prayer. And I'm just looking forward to that because unfortunately, Anthony, he was part of, I think, when the incident happened, I think half of his unit got killed. And then, like, a fourth of them, and he was one of them, got wounded by the shrapnel from the bomb. And he has been through PTSD, and they had took shrapnel from his face and from his arm when he first got wounded, but he had a lot of it in his leg, and they told him basically if they took it all off his leg, he would lose his leg because they would have to cut his leg off. And so he went through some surgery in November, which I didn't know about. And he later told me that there was some shrapnel that had pressed on his nerves and his leg that kept him in pain all the time that they were able to get. And he had said he was feeling better. He was in pain still from the surgery, but not from, you know, they had fixed what they set out to do with that part. And so just, you know, he's a good, very good kid, just ain't saved. And, you know, takes on, try to, you know, help others in the family, you know, that is, you know, took in his brother's kids for a while and things like that. So he just thinks, you know, he needs to be saved. And I think that, you know, you're right on what you said about enemy attacking his mind. And so he's going through a lot right now. And I've been just praying for him and, you know, call him, let him know I love him and praying for him. Because when he gets that way, he, you know, he just feels so depressed and he doesn't want to talk. And so I just been, you know, the Holy Spirit just sometimes during the night, he'll wake me up to pray for him or early in the morning. So I appreciate all the prayers.
Amen. Amen. Okay, we will. We'll continue to keep them in prayer. Well, and Pastor Catherine is has we have prayer with her on Tuesdays, and so early Tuesday morning. So we will add Gerando Jr. and Anthony to that to our prayer list.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Oh, you know
Amen.
What? If I can interrupt you 1 second, I just thought about one person who that was inspiring me. And one time when I was thinking about being a pastor, she is pastor. She's gone to be with the Lord now. Pastor, help me, Holy Ghost here. Pastor well, Janice Agnew. And she has started 20-something or 30-something churches across the country and planted, you know, people there. And she was
wow.
a member of Apostle Donald Apple's church in Chicago. And she was just an awesome woman of God. And she would do what made me think about her is when you mentioned about early morning prayer. She would be, one of her assignments was that she would be up at night when we getting ready to go to bed, praying all night and interceding for the leaders and of the church and the pastors and all those that are serving and casting, trying to invade their territory and take over their ministries or their lives and their families and things like that. And so she was just an awesome woman of God. And when you mentioned that early morning prayer, that made me think about her.
Amen. Amen. Well, except for the part where she's gone home, it reminds me of my sister, Pastor Price, that I'm going to...
Okay.
Open up the line for her. Amen. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Glory to God, Apostle, and to the elder, and to Pastor Mom, and Pastor Catherine, and all of the precious saints in your respective places tonight. It's truly been a blessing to hear the word through you, Elder, and I just praise God for you. It was just refreshing. It was just so refreshing to hear and the transparency and the candor, just to hear you tonight was just such a great blessing, and to hear what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. And I was just blessed tonight. I just blessed to hear it, everything. And I just thank God I could listen to you all day and just listen to God give it as he begins to download you and upload you and you'll go from one place and then something else that the Lord has done for you. So this is such a wonderful time that God would allow to be released the testimonies that he has put inside of you. You know that scripture so well in Revelation 12 and verse 11, that they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their
testimony.
And they loved not their lives until the death. So you just really blessed my heart tonight. I, too, will put your sons on my prayer list. I believe my son is on tonight, too. And his name is also the name of one of your sons. And I just thank God for your sons and what he's doing. As you were talking about what was going on with your sons, I'm so glad that sometimes I'm kind of glad when the seeds that are sown are not coming to me because people think when you say these kind of things that people want that seed to come to you when God gives you that gives you a word to say something. And so I heard as you were ministering, Elder, tonight that God is calling you to give a little bit more seed. It might not be much in the sense of what the world may say is much, but in sowing seeds for your sons and for your ministry, that's where God is doing it. You're already a sower. You've already said in your testimony how you are sore. And then even though it may not be much, sometimes in my walk in the Lord in over 40-some years of ministry, sometimes I might have a penny, 5 pennies. If I had 100 pennies, I said that's 100 seeds. Might have a quarter, you know, and then sometimes much more than that. But God will always give us a seed to sow. And if we don't have seed, we can ask him and say, Lord, give me seed to sow and bread to eat so I may be able to sow that seed. And so where your sons are concerned, he's going to have you and give you, it may be little or much in it. It may be little, it may be a lot, but he wants you to sow a seed. We've been doing in our services, we have a Wednesday night service, a date night with Jesus service, and we have this basic training in spiritual warfare. So we were going over several weapons of our warfare. We have about 18 that we've gone over. I think as many as 20, but I believe I'll say a solid 18 weapons of our warfare. It's the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God, worship and praise. But one of the weapons of our warfare is also, as you know, I'm not telling you anything new, just confirming what God has already given you over the years, because I see the maturity. I see the things that God has done in your life, that one of the Amen. Weapons of our warfare is sowing, is sowing a seed. And we can know that in Acts 10 and verse 4, Cornelius and his household, when Cornelius, he would give and pray. He would give his alms, his monies, and then he would also pray for one. And it says, the word of God says in Acts 10, verse 4, that it came up before God as a memorial. God remembered. It came up as a memorial to him. And as a result of that, not only was Cornelius saved, but his whole household was saved. I thought about how when my daughter Joy, we went to a convention in California in Anaheim, and she heard a minister on, hey, that's my harvest. And he talked about that people sow seeds, but they never name their seed, nor do they expect their seed to come up. And I've heard people, it's kind of like ignorance gone to seed. I've heard people say, I give, but I don't expect anything back. That's ignorance gone to seed. Because whenever we sow a seed, God wants us to expect that seed to come up. He said, give. Right. He told us in Luke 6:38, give. And then he gave us 39 things that he would do if we would give. And he said he would give, and it would be given back to us, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, et cetera, running over, shall men give into your bosom. And so what began to happen back then, and when I heard that message on, hey, that's my harvest, and he said, we need to claim our harvest. Name the seeds that we put out there. So with my daughter, Joy, but she was maybe about 8 years old at the time, maybe, you know, around that, maybe even less than that. And when she heard that, she began to get dimes and quarters, a dollar or so, and she would put it in the envelope, and she would say, I want a baby sister that looks just like me. She was our seventh child. She didn't want to be the last child, and so she said, I want a baby sister that looks just like me. And so she began to sow that seed, and I found myself in my 40s at that time having a baby and being pregnant. I said, Lord, did I ask for this baby? Which I thank God for, and he said the fruit of the womb is his reward, and he told me that she was my reward. But he also let me know that my daughter was the one who had prayed for her and sown seeds for her. They're amazed when they go places. It never fails. Wow. They go places, and people ask them, is that your twin? Is that your twin? And they'll look at them and say, is that your twin? And they'll come home. When they come home from the store, they ask us again today, Mama, was she my twin? Glory to God. So I saw, as we often say, she's a result of a seed and of seeds that were sown. So what I see in the spirit is, even if it's only, I love to tell people that sometimes we think, I don't really have a seed to sow. And yes, God does love a significant seed, but he still loves that widow's mite. He loves that little bitty seed too, because little is much when God is in it. So but for whatever it is that you're facing, especially where your children are concerned and where your sons are concerned and in this situation, because it's been a horrific time for both of them. They've gone through a horrific time, both of your boys have. And so as you begin to sow seeds and you begin to name your seed, when you send that seed out, and I hear the Lord say, be obedient now. Be obedient with you about naming the seed. Be obedient about naming the seed. You know, you don't have a problem about sowing a seed out, because he shows me your heart. You don't have a problem about that. But he said, name that seed. And this is for total restoration for my sons. And then he brought to mind about you that when you had gone through and with that particular thing upon your face, you didn't have the surgery for it, it was actually, again, as a result of a seed, because mm-hmm. you sold yourself. You gave your heart. You gave your life to him. And as a result mm-hmm. of giving your life to him, it came up in a miracle seed of healing, health, and wholeness in your body. So I thank God for you, Elder. I thank God for this. I'm looking forward to this month. I'm looking forward to what God will minister in and through you and all the magnitude. Like you said, every time we begin, I know as I'm saying this and I'm speaking this, he's bringing back to you the times he's told you to sow, the times he's told you to give, and you've seen the result of that giving. And that's where God is getting ready to give you, where you're going to actually be giving your way out of what God would have you, what's happening in situations in your life. And yeah. I just thank God. I'm going to get ready to get off. I thank God for you. I thank God for this time, for your testimony, and I look forward to the rest of this month of what God is and will do in your life. God bless you, man of God. And Apostle, I thank God for you and for this service tonight. And you all have a blessed night. I'm going back on you. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor
Amen.
Price.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes.
Amen. Well, we've seen what the sowing will do. Hallelujah. And the name as well. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. So just kind of rest for a few moments, Elder. We want to give people an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And we're going to come back to you for closing remarks and closing prayer. And then you can give us information on how people can get in touch with you and also how we can sow seeds into what God is doing with you and the FM Christian radio station. Amen. Well, if you're listening to this broadcast tonight and you're like, wow, what a testimony this guy has, you know, and then to even hear him say that he was going through and, you know, with something on his face and about to go into surgery and God touched him and he got saved. And you might be even thinking, oh, I think I'm saved. I'm not quite for sure. Well, this is a time for you to be really, really sure that you are saved, that you are born again, and that even heaven is your home. When, when your body wears out and when it's time to leave this old body, that you can go straight to heaven. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And the Lord wants you to know that this is a love thing. This is a love situation, that he loves you so. Bible also says that you're loved with an everlasting love. So the Lord loves you so much that he sent the Lord Jesus Christ here to suffer, bleed, and die, to pay the penalty for your sin and for my sin, for all of our sins, past, present, and future. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is about love. And then he wants us to have the everlasting life with him, because he is the everlasting God. Glory to God. And then how do you do that? How do you accept that love? How do you partake in that love? Romans 10:9 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Yeah, that sounds so simple.
But Jesus did the work. Amen. Jesus did the work. And our part is to confess with our mouth, confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. And believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that the Bible is what the Bible is true. And what Jesus said in the Bible is true. And the Word of God is true. And believing that. Now, all of the things that Jesus did, being raised from the dead by God and all of that, none of us was here 2,000 years ago. This is where faith comes in. And you choose to believe. Hallelujah. And when you choose to believe and then you put your faith in it and say this prayer that we're going to pray in just a few moments, you shall be saved. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, yes, repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and that God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer for the first time. You may be praying it today. This is April the 6th, 2023. You may be praying it in the year 2055. You may have just finished praying that prayer, and you're still saved right here and right now. So we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. We want to welcome you as a child of God. We want to welcome you. Hallelujah. And we thank God for you. And then we'll pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for them right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for filling them to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even pray in their prayer language in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then the Word of God and to understand it. Hallelujah. Because he's sitting right there with you and in you as you are reading the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord God, we give you praise and glory for all that you've done tonight. Seen and unseen, in Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Now, we want to invite you to learn and grow because that's the next step. When you're born again, you need to learn and grow. Now, you can do that by going to a Bible-believing church right in your very own neighborhood. Yes, you can do that. And we also want to invite you to learn and grow with us at the Get 'Em Radio, the God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. The Lord designed these broadcasts so that we can learn and grow. Meet us on all of our broadcasts by calling 516-418-5699. 516-418-5699. And then when you call that number, just like tonight, you can be a part of the conversation. Amen. As you learn and grow. Now, our church service is on Sunday, every Sunday. Now, this Sunday coming up is Easter Sunday, also known as Resurrection Sunday. Amen. So we will definitely meet, unless the Lord doesn't tarry and comes to get us before then. We'll be here on Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we're looking forward to a beautiful Easter service. We have Minister Rachel and family. You know, her children are going to come on. She's going to be on. And they have some scriptures that they're going to read. Remember when you were in church as a child and someone came up and read a scripture or did an Easter speech? So we're going to do something like that. And, you know, these children are anointed. And so we're looking forward to, and Minister Rachel as well. So we're looking forward to them sharing with us on Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday. And they're going to be singing for us as well. So looking forward to that. And, of course, Pastor Mom is going to share a scripture with us that she has hidden in her heart. And we'll see what the Lord says. I have a word, too, on that day. Amen. A beautiful, short and sweet word that day. Amen. So we're looking forward to having service with you on this Sunday. And then every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. And then as she digs into the Word of God. So every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday, where we have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah. And there's nothing like this. It is just awesome. So if you have an opportunity, please join us on Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then on Wednesdays, now we have service on Wednesdays, only the second Wednesday and the fourth Wednesday. But both of those Wednesday services are 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The second Wednesday of the month, which is this Wednesday coming up, and that is April the 12th. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarms. This Wednesday, we have our healing service. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And we will be praying for people to be healed. It's called prophetic healing. And so the Lord lets us know ailments that are going to be healed prior to the broadcast. People call in, and what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. And so we have seen broadcasts where the Lord will let us know what ailment's going to be healed. If we do see healing, amen. And even if he doesn't reveal what's going on in you, he can still heal you. Hallelujah. Amen. And then the fourth Wednesday of the month is Wednesday, April the 26th. And that's going to be our latest, our newest Get Them Radio Family broadcast, and it's called Anointed Pandemic Baby. And so we're going to be talking about these babies that are here now between the ages of newborn and four. And God's doing some great things with them. He's highlighted them to us. And so we're talking about them, sharing what the Lord is saying about them. And we're absolutely praying for them. Amen. So that's April the 26th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then on Thursday, hallelujah, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And all this month, glory to God, we have Elder Gerando come. And we've only touched the tip of the iceberg today with his testimony. And he's been with the FM radio station for 20 years, so he has a lot that he can share with us. Amen. And we're looking forward to hearing from him. So next Thursday, he's going to tell us how the Lord led him to get into the radio scene, FM Christian radio, how that happened. That's what we're going to be doing. And then the following week, what's going on with the ministry now and what the Lord has revealed in the future. And then on the 27th, the fourth Thursday of April, he'll be bringing the word of God. Amen. Amen. All this month. Glory to God. So tell your friends, tell your family, come on in and hear. Amen. All right. We're going to open the line again for Elder Gerando, giving us closing remarks and closing prayer.
I just want to say again how blessed I am to be a part of Get'em radio ministry tonight, and to have heard all that I've heard, and the exciting news regarding my son too, what the Lord is going to do in his life before the end of this year. I am just overwhelmed and just thankful. I believe it was it Pastor Price?
Yes.
That talked about the seed sowing, and she's right on point with that. And I just look forward to all the great things that you're doing with Get'em Radio Ministry, and I really appreciate the opportunity at this time. And I just want to encourage everyone to be a supporter and help spread the news and to sow seed and to be of a blessing so that the body of Christ can be blessed as well. And you never know what person is listening and need what they're doing over the air. So I would like to encourage you to be a supportive and again, tell others about the station and all that it's doing. And I'm really impressed with the ministry, how you can go and go back and look at different weeks or months, whatever you want to listen to, whatever the different guests were that were on the show. And I think it's a blessing how you have really put this together. I was just so excited when you were telling me all the things you've done and what you're doing with Get 'em Radio. I was just impressed. I'm being honest. I really was impressed to see the work and the effort that you're putting into it, and so I think that's a great blessing.
Amen. Thank you.
Yeah. So, it's you don't see. You remind me, and I don't know if you knew him, Brother Minister Columbus Gregory, who was at one time he was with KIRL, and then he was on WGNU. And he put his all into seeing that, you know, the gospel would be put forth on radio and that, you know, people would be blessed. And you kind of remind me of what he did in the sense that you're doing this all on, you know, with your own time and effort and finances. And I think that's a great blessing.
Amen. Well, there are people who are seeding into this ministry.
Well, that's good. And we want to keep encouraging it. Yeah, because it's, I know what it's like, you know. And like I said, I think you have a great. I got a chance to see some of your page on Facebook and like I said, the different guests you've had on and the shows themselves and all the work that you put into it. It's really a very good job, and I'm always glad to see somebody in the body of Christ that is doing such a great work. So I appreciate you. I just want to let you know.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, you know how it is. You just do what God tells you to do and just keep going. Hallelujah.
Right, right. Well, I tell you, you got a good product. You got a good product out there. And I would put it against some of the best that I've seen and heard. So I think you're doing a great job.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now, how can people get in touch with you? And if they want to sow into your ministry, I know that there's things that are coming up pretty quick. I think you have a deadline on the 15th of April or, you know, that you're trying to meet.
Yeah. So you can email me if you choose to email me at REGEN. Regen, R-O-C. So that's REGENROC at gmail.com. Again, one more time, that's REGENROC at gmail.com. If you would like to sow into what we're doing, you can do that through PayPal at through our phone number at 314-600-0564. Again, that's 314-600-0564 for PayPal or Zelle, either one. And if you have any questions or you would like to talk, feel free to email me, or you can actually call and leave a message and we will get back to you.
Okay. Amen. Thank you. And so, you know, you'll talk some more next week about, you know, what's going on and, you know, say some more about, you know, I believe you're updating equipment
for
the radio. We get to sow into that. Glory to God.
Yeah. And I want to tell you that it will be a great blessing, not just for the ministry, the station, but for people. And again, there were some things I told you earlier in the broadcast that we share with you that at the appropriate time we want to, you know, there's a schedule we're going to stick to. But I'm telling you, you won't want to miss testimony of some things that happen as a result of being able to share the gospel over the air. So I hope you're able to join us, and I look forward to, you know, talking to you more about it.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, I'm looking forward to it. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, okay. Then go ahead and close us out in prayer. Amen. And thank all of you for coming on tonight. You guys are kind of hanging in there with us. I know some got off already, but I'll just the numbers that I know off the top of my head, I'm just going to just give you a shout out. Pastor Don, good to see you. Reverend Treva, praise God. Dr. Patrice, shout out to you as well. Amen. Sister Debbie, Minister Carrie, shout out to you guys. Minister Rachel and family, good to see you all tonight. Amen. And, of course, the mom and Pastor Catherine. Praise God. Good to see all of you here tonight with us. And we thank God for you. Minister Joanne. Praise God. Amen. And Minister Mary, glory to God. Good to see all of you tonight. Hallelujah. And anyone that I didn't know your number, God bless you. Good to see you here as well. Amen. Okay. You can go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Again, I just want to thank you, and I want to thank all the listeners that participated, and hopefully you'll be joining us again, and look forward to sharing more with you and answering any questions that you may or may not have now, but you think about later on during the week. Again, if you didn't get the call back information or the contact information, I'm sure Prophet Barbara would be glad to give it to you, and would look forward to hearing from you. So I just want to say, Father, we just thank you tonight for all that you've done, how you blessed us tonight, how you made available new friendships and new fellowships, and we thank you for all that have gone forth, and we thank you for the word of prophecy tonight. We thank you for the word of wisdom and knowledge given as well, and we thank you for everyone that listened, and we ask that you would bless them and they sold their time to be a part of this, and that you would be a blessing to them as well. We thank you for the ministry, and we ask that you continue to bless them and cause seeds to be sown as well, and volunteers and help to be given. And we thank you for believing by faith that all things that she desires, the need shall be met. We praise you for it. We give you glory. We ask you bless Pastor Mom, and again, in her body, and strengthen her even more. Bless the church and the ministry and the service that is coming forth this Sunday, on Resurrection Sunday. We pray that someone will come that don't know you, and that will be blessed to be born again. We thank you for everything that's been said tonight. Again, we thank you for all the things that are coming up in the next few weeks, the new programs on the ministry. And we ask that you would be a blessing to everyone that's paying, everyone that has a part in it. And Father God, we pray that you would bless them in their personal lives. Everyone that has a prayer request before you for their unsaved loved ones or family or friends, Father God, we ask that you would bless, and we ask that you would bless the founder and the president of Prophet Barbara Kidsey, and bless all those that are working with her, Father God, in Jesus' name. We'll be careful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor and thanks. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you once again, Elder Gerondo. Looking forward to seeing you and speaking with you some more. And love you all, and have a blessed rest of the night.
Y'all tell the people them.